Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
Did you guys spend any time in front of CNN this weekend or any of the news channels covering the Haiti stuff, or did you take a break from it?
A little bit, but not too much.
The Sanjay Gupta. I can't, you know, Bert's not here, so this won't get creepy. But I almost hopped on the Bert Weiss, Sanjay Gupta is, you know, the greatest man ever to live bandwagon this weekend.
Why? What happened?
Two specific things.
Okay.
And I think I was almost annoying Jessica following this storyline, but they are pretty incredible. And I'm gonna tell you the second story first, the one that happened yesterday, and this story is the less incredible of the two.
Okay.
The second story yesterday on a naval warship, because there are no new neurosurgeons in the area, they flew Sanjay, he's a reporter, but he's also a doctor, reporter for CNN, also a doctor. Who doesn't know who Sanjay Gupta is? He's I think he was working at Grady. CNN hired him to do some, you know, medical reporting. He was great on camera. They kept him around. And now whenever there's any medical issues, boom, he's there. So obviously they knew Haiti was going to be a big medical crisis. They fly Sanjay Gupta down there to report. A little girl was in a collapsed building, has skull issues and possibly injuries to her brain. They fly Sanjay Gupta onto a naval ship, and he performs neurosurgery on the girl at sea. And
wow.
Yep. So that was yesterday, and that's the less
incredible. And how's she doing? Was it okay?
He tweeted that she's doing okay, and he's got his fingers crossed. You know, hopeful. Obviously, brain surgery's, you know, tough, but
sure.
So he's got his fingers crossed for her. That's the less incredible of the two stories.
Okay.
All right.
Because that's pretty incredible.
Yep. I believe it was Friday night, Sanjay Gupta and his crew. I know one of them is a girl named Danielle who lives here in Atlanta, and I wish I knew the names of everybody in his crew, but it's like his producer, his camera guy, whoever else, a security guy. They are covering a field hospital that is 24 Haitian quake victims, basically under a tent on mats made of cardboard or old blankets, receiving the only medical care available.
The hospital was destroyed.
Hospitals destroyed. Hospitals that are still standing are filled with other patients. These people may have been too far out to get to the regular hospital. So there's 24 people in under a tent. They call it a field hospital, but if you saw the pictures of this, it's nothing more than like
it's very Civil War. If you've seen movies of the Civil War where people, doctors and nurses are helping people out in the field, and they don't have anything, you know, like there's no electricity and no anesthesia. No, that's kind of what it looks like.
So, they are out there, you know, treating, and there's like four or five doctors there and a couple of assistants. And this is on Friday, and Sanjay Gupta is covering this field hospital is a story for CNN. While he's covering it, and then this is where it gets to be kind of a gray area, but while he's covering the story, either the doctors make the decision to leave because they hear rioting off in the distance or have heard that rioting is going to break out in the area, or the United Nations orders them out. But at some point, while Dr. Gupta and his crew are there covering this story, the doctors leave. And no one has just left the patients there under the tent. Dr. Gupta and his crew refused to leave and stayed there all night Friday as the only medical professional on site for these 24 patients. He didn't have any supplies, didn't have, all he could do was like clean bandages and you know, dress wounds and change IV bottles and just be there. The generator ran out of gas, so at one point they were in complete darkness.
Wow.
They were doing stuff by flashlight. His crew, unless I'm mistaken, has no medical training, but he taught them how to do IVs and clean wounds and, you know, comfort patients and do stuff to patients. So he educated them that night, and I'm guessing four or five of them stayed there with the security that CNN or whoever, you know, provided for him and took care of these 24 patients.
Wow.
I was riveted to the whole story. It was on Twitter. He was tweeting it. He even made a joke because he couldn't do his, the next day when the sun came up, doctors came back. He couldn't do his report the next day. And he sent it. He goes, "Hey, sorry I couldn't anchor my show today. Thank you to whoever for filling in. If CNN doesn't fire me, I'll be back on tomorrow." Like, it's a joke. Obviously, they're not going to fire
me. I was watching 60 Minutes on Sunday night because I wonder where he was, because they were covering a doctor, two doctors, I think, and a nurse, maybe three, a staff of three or four. That was another place, and they were the only ones there. And they had, like, 100 patients that they were having to take care of. So, I mean, it is complete chaos. And then the doctor took the cameras, like, a block down to show, you know, there's so many that passed away, so many bodies in the streets. They're having to use bulldozers to try to bury these bodies because of health issues. Like, you got to get rid of the cadavers. And so, but the doctor was, you know, just trying to show the devastation there, that it is so, I don't know how to describe it, but like, Civil War is the only thing I could think of.
And in the midst of catastrophe like that, there's no organized plan on how to get the supplies to the people they need, on how to get the food and the water and everything that is now showing up from the U.S. and from other places that are supporting Haiti. Like, it's all showing up, but nobody knows how to organize it or distribute. There's not like a, there's no action plan in place, you know.
Yeah,
it's just,
yeah. And people are starting to freak chaos. Out, so there's rioting. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, they pull up with I saw some of the U.N. food, you know, big trucks filled with the food in the back, and then some people were freaking out because they thought the created on date or the date these high protein, high energy bars were manufactured was actually the expiration date. So some people were throwing them back at the UN workers distributing them because they didn't understand. So it was, yeah, it's going to get a lot more nuts down there. And I got to say one thing about Atlanta. I had this weekend, they put together, and by they, it was Kwanzaa Hall and Big Boy and his Big Kids Foundation and CARE, the organization CARE.org, put together a fundraiser in 3 days. And they contacted me on Saturday or Sunday and asked me if I would help MC it. And of course, I said yes. And it was last night. It was packed.
Awesome.
Packed.
Congratulations.
People, everybody had to pay 20 or 25 bucks, I think, to get in. And then small businesses made donations. The goal, I think, was $1 million, and they were at 700,000, I think, when I left last night.
Wow.
Like, Neo gave 50,000 from his foundation. Like,
amazing.
People were writing big checks. So it was just really cool to see Atlanta stepping up. And if you want to go to AtlantaCares.org, there's details on exactly what Jen was talking about, how they're putting together an action plan to distribute the stuff.
Wow.
It's more beneficial to send money down than water or supplies or anything, because the money they can use to create the whole plan, whereas the water might get stuck in a warehouse for a while type of thing.
Right.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.